the Wes Brennan Construction Jr. Royals won 2 of 3 games this weekend to narrowly maintain their hold on second place in the North Dufferin Baseball League. Game 1 saw the Royals trounce the Richmond Hill Phoenix in a dominant 12-0 game Thursday night in Orillia. Nolan McNeil and Emmett McDonald combined on the mound for the shutout, while the offense was sparked by home runs from Nolan Ness Thomas and McNeil, while Wyatt Winkle contributed 3 hits. Game 2 was a disappointing defeat to the last-place Orangeville Bengals as the Orillia bats could not get a timely hit, leaving the bases loaded on 2 occasions. James Pritchard and Kobe Geoffroy pitched in the losing effort, while Pritchard, McNeil, Gabe Rutherford and Marshall Perkin each collected 2 hits. Game 3 on Sunday night in Mansfield saw a shorthanded Orillia team cruise to a dominant 11-3 win over the third-place Mansfield Cubs. McNeil and Rutherford pitched very strongly in the win, scattering 6 hits and combining for 5 strikeouts. Jet Winkle was a force, going 5-for-5, including 2 doubles and a triple. Wyatt Winkle, Teddy McCollum Kuntz, Ness Thomas, Pritchard and McNeil each recorded 3 hits in the win. Orillia now sports a 10-5 record, 4 points ahead of third-place Barry. The Cremor Padres are in top spot in the 7-team junior league thanks to a 1-of-January-12 record. The Royals' next action is Wednesday, where they travel to Innisfil, and the next home game is Thursday at 8 p.m. at the Jerry Udall Diamond at Tuthoke Park in Orillia against Richmond Hill.